Something is happening, and I'm not quite sure what it is. And that should not surprise me in the slightest, I suppose. I've discovered that God is not really in the habit of sharing too much of his plan for me or for the church with me or anyone else, as far as I can see. We do know the end point of the biblical story. We know that we are on a journey that is leading somewhere quite extraordinary as people. But as to the specifics of where we are going in the next 20 years or the next 10 years or even the next 5 years, that is assuredly another thing. And anyone who tells you they know where they're going to be in 5 years is only kidding themselves. Now, I think it's always helpful to remember the words of that unlikely prophet, Woody Allen, who said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. But planning is necessary. And one of the ways that we make our plans in the church is by listening as carefully as we can to where we think that God is leading us. And we do this in all sorts of ways. The chief forms being through intentional prayer and the reading of the scriptures, but also through listening to one another and trying to pay attention to the times and to the seasons and the circumstances. They speak to us as well. As both a congregation and as a denomination, we are in a time of enormous shifting. And we have talked about that before here on numerous occasions. If there is one thing that I have some surety about, it's that our denomination is about to change substantially in its organization and in its structure over the next year or two. And nobody knows what it's going to look like. The changes have already begun as the denomination, along with most other mainline and a good many evangelical churches, have realized that we just can't keep doing what we have been doing because our circumstances have changed in all sorts of ways. My particular concern, along with many others in the church, is that changes be made in response to where we sense God is leading us. And that they be changes that come from clarifying what our mission would be and not simply trying to figure out, well, this is what we can afford. That is the single way that the church differs from the rest of the world. And it's one of the first things that we forget. Despite the fact that the biblical story repeatedly reveals to us that we are to live otherwise. Now, as you surely know, as a congregation, we find ourselves in an interesting place as well. We have been a congregation that has been effective in a variety of ways over the last decades, and we have seen all sorts of fruitfulness. We can only say thank you, God, for God's truly done some remarkable things here through you, and sometimes even in spite of my best efforts to help God. God has been amazingly faithful to us. I have absolutely no doubt that God is not done with us yet. But as Bob Dylan first sang, it's 50 years ago today. For some of you, this will be shocking. But it was 50 years ago this year. He sang, "The times, they are a-changin'." And we are once again needing to clarify our direction as a congregation. And so we find ourselves at what I believe is one of those important points in church life, one of those plateaus churches find themselves upon quite regularly, and we need to do some fresh assessment. As the board has reported to you before, we find ourselves in something of a cash crunch right now, and we need to make some adjustments, at least in the short term. And so we are asking our ministry teams to be very careful in their spending. And we've been doing some consideration about all the various ways we make expenditures as a congregation. For example, we are suspending for the moment our program of selling QF certificates. And we do that because it gives us readier access to some funds if they are required. And we believe that's just prudence. Those of you who were here last Sunday will remember that I asked for prayers for the board's deliberations this week. And I can now tell you that the board indeed did meet, and we made two important, and you must hear this, they are linked decisions. As of the beginning of September, we are choosing to reduce the hours of our secretary, Adele, to 3/4 of her current time. And we're also reducing the hours of Diane, our youth and family minister, from her current 3/4 time to half time. And as you can guess, this is a decision that was made with no small amount of consideration and consultation, and of course with lots of prayer. For there is no doubt in our minds that both of these individuals occupy critically important places in furthering the mission of this church. Which brings me to our second decision. And again, please note that this is closely linked to the first. So we will be beginning in September a process of discernment and assessment about the ministry and mission of this congregation. Now we have a congregational mission, which is about following Jesus. And we have discerned a vision of being a Jesus-centered, Spirit-led community that is called and equipped to join in God's loving work in the world. That is a fine mission and a wonderful vision. What we are going to begin is a process of reevaluating what that looks like on the ground. What are we trying to do together? What are the programs and the ministries that we think God is calling us to be about? What are the priorities for us? What have we been doing that we don't need to do anymore? What current things do we do that we need to put more resources into? What are some new things that we might be being led, and this is the key thing, that we are being led into being about? And of course, as a part of that, how do we utilize our staff in achieving the mission? So this will be an intense and focused process that requires participation from as many members of the congregation as possible. This is going to be really, really important that we all speak to this. And so the form and the process of that discernment will be announced at the beginning of September. We'll have some clarity as to how we're going to go about this. But in the meantime, your board, your elders, are continuing to ask for your prayers through the summer as we attempt to keep listening for God and how God wants us to go about this. Oddly enough, I suspect if you talk to Diane and to Adele and to me, we'll tell you this is a very exciting time for us. And I'm not making that up.